summer. Which way the wind blows when this day is done.
Good morning. This is the Sustainability Sessions. I am your host, Rebecca Sayre. And today, joining us is Sage Saskill of Sage Designs, one of the fearless leaders of the Northwest Eco Building Guild. Hi, Sage. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty well this morning. Thank you.
Good. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I'm really pleased to have you here. On the sustainability sessions, we really like to talk about practical, tangible ways that we can live more lightly on this planet. So punctuated, just with such profound clarity right now with the smoke that we in the Pacific Northwest are consumed by, have been for the last several days with the forest fires raging from California up into Canada. And thankfully here in Seattle, where the show is being broadcast from, there are people doing some good work trying to figure out how to hit these important intersections of environment and housing. And this fundamental question that is a real big driver for me is like, how the heck do we live on this planet in a way that keeps the planet going? Last weekend, also the weirdness of these days, there is the annual Green Home Tour that the Northwest Eco Building Guild puts on. And you all were amazing as you were able to take it virtual this year, because that's what we do in these times as well. Can you tell me a little bit about how the virtual Green Home Tour went? Tell our listeners a little bit about what it is, I guess would be the first frame. And then let's talk then a little bit about some of the highlights of that Green Home Tour. And then what's also exciting, I just want to get this date out here, is Sage is going to be the MC for the upcoming Northwest Eco Building Guild Slam Summit, which is, I believe it's 10 presenters. You have 10 minutes of just amazing breakthrough ideas and work that people are doing in the green building, green living sphere. And what is the date of that virtual Slam Summit?
That's actually going to be the 13th and the 22nd. And there's also a conference related to that. So there's some overlap dates. And decided that it would be wise to spread that out so that people don't get Zoom overload.
That's very conscientious, because that's definitely going on. And that is at ecobuildingguild.org. So
yeah, that's ecobuilding.org.
Oh, ecobuilding.org. Yep. Thank you so much.
Yep.
So for listeners out there, if you're interested in all these great things that Sage is talking about, past and future, please go to ecobuilding.org and you can learn how you can plug into these, how you can learn, how you can get inspired. Tell us a little bit about the Green Home Tour, Sage.
Well, let me just take a moment to introduce myself. I'm an architect in Seattle, and my company is Sage Designs Northwest. And I've hung out my own shingle in 2007, and I've been involved in the Northwest Eco Building Guild since about 1999. And ever since, well, I think maybe about a dozen years, we've had a Green Home Tour in the physical. And people have been able to walk through new projects and Seattle remodels and additions and get ideas for their own projects and touch and feel things and talk to the builders, designers, and homeowners about materials and methods and systems and touch and feel things and make some decisions for themselves about what they'd like to do with their own home. And this year, because of the times, we're not able to do a tour in the physical, and the amazing people behind the scenes at the Eco Building Guild managed to find a platform similar to having a conference online, and each
That's
of the
so
tours,
cool.
Yeah, it was great. It was really great. So each of the tour sites basically had a conference room, and each of the tour sites hosted their own content and showed slides and videos and interviewed clients and builders and designers. And it was, I think, very, very successful. It was actually pretty fun.
Nice.
Yeah. So I had a site on the tour, and it was, it's a backyard cottage. It's a very small one, about 16 by 20 square, 16 by 20 feet footprint with a loft. And my client and homeowner joined for most of the session, and we were able to have a live chat. And
oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was really neat, I thought. Yeah, it was, she was able to answer questions and I was able to answer questions, and we kept it moving. And so each day, Saturday and Sunday, the 12th and 13th last weekend, there was maybe 10 different sites, and you could go in between those sites like you would going into a different conference room.
Cool. What were some of the highlights, both in your site? Like, you see, you had this great, robust conversation with the owner. What's maybe a couple of gems that you took away from your session?
Well,
what are some of the highlights of the other sites that you're aware of? I understood you couldn't be at everyone.
Right. So, to be honest, I have never taken the time before to interview a client after a project. I've had, when I've been at their site, I've made friends with clients and I've been at their homes afterwards and had some casual positive comments. And this time I took the opportunity to ask what it was like working with me and Sage Designs and what were some of the favorite features of the house. And that was very fulfilling for me and informative. Nice. And it was also fun to have that conversation online with, with different people listening in. And a couple of the takeaways for me is Mary has a 320 square foot footprint. And she says that every single person who walks in comments that it doesn't feel like it's only 300 plus square feet. It feels much bigger. It's got a pretty high volume. So the ceilings are tall, and that helps with all of that. And then it's just really clean, efficient layout. And she said it's also very tight, so it was very well built. The builders were pro.com, and they did a fine job. And so she has what's called a sand-in heat system. So that handles, it's a heat pump that handles the in-floor radiant heat and also the domestic hot water. And she said she basically never has to tinker with the thermostat because it just runs very, very, very efficiently.
That's so great.
The opportunity to toot my own horn for a moment. She said that the reason she hired me was because she had seen another cottage I designed, and the homeowner of that cottage told her I was a very good listener and incorporated all of their ideas. And she, Mary, felt like that was her experience working with me on her project, was that I listened to all of her wishes and wants and needs and incorporated all of them. And she was humorous. She said she wishes maybe a couple of times I would have shot her down on some things, and I assured her that if it was too crazy or too left field, I would have reined her back in.
Well, that's really important. When you have such a delicate job in trying to create these important structures that need to be structurally sound. You want them to be efficient. And with your ethos, you want them to be environmentally sound and functional. And then you have all the creative wishes and desires of your clients. So I always applaud architects who are able to walk that fine line and balance all those things and still have all the beams and all the structural things in the right places to make sure that everything works functionally.
Yeah, thank you. That project was very fulfilling, and I appreciate your comments there, Rebecca. And one of my mottos is to get everybody's entire list of must-haves and then as many of the wishes on the list as possible.
That's great. And can you speak about, and I'm going to dive into some of these projects here. But I think there's such an interesting concept that as we look at living efficiently, building efficiently, this concept of how much space that we need and how to use space efficiently, because, you know, the size of the average single family home has gone up, you know, since like the 70s. Interestingly enough, when people had larger families, it was something that the average square footage of the home in the U.S. was like 1,500 square feet for larger families. And then over the years, it's ballooned to much larger than that. But now there's some also trends to go small. I'm curious your thoughts on that. And then, you know, what are some of the other highlights of the other projects?
Yeah, let me touch on that, Rebecca. That's all very, very pertinent. And, you know, small is not for everyone. And if you happen to have tuned in on the conversation with me and Mary, you know, she mentioned that she moved from a 1,700 square foot house with her 17-year-old son to this basically 450 square foot house, including the loft. And there was some reckoning, some give and take to figure out how to live small. And one of the things she discovered is that she can utilize her bedroom as a lounge if her son wants to have the run of the house or have friends over. And her bedroom was made to be the basic code minimum size for a legal bedroom, which was 70 square feet. So basically fits a queen bed and some storage and clothes. And so she can retreat to that space and give her son the run of the house. And they've figured that out over time of how to do that so that her son also feels like he has ownership and that it's his place too, and not just sleeping in the loft. So
okay. So he's lived, so interesting, 450 square feet for a woman and her 17-year-old son. That is impressive.
And she loves it. She really feels like she has everything she needs.
That's cool. What were some of the other great projects?
Well, on Saturday, I was hosting my own project all day, and so I wasn't able to visit projects on Saturday, and I did pop in on several on Sunday. And listeners, just so you know, these are going to be recorded, and they were recorded, and they're going to edit the tapes and release each project. So if you weren't able to make it, you'll be able to tune back in and check out each project. And actually, one of my favorites was another backyard cottage. And the name of that project is called the Reclaim Dadu. And I'm looking at the website right now at Northwest Green Home Tour, nwgreenhometour.org. And I got to see a 7-minute video that was put on by Howes. And it was really delightful to see this project and the excitement of the homeowners and the builder, built by a single guy who's new to the game of building cottages. And used a bunch of reclaimed materials, and I believe the footprint is about 700 square feet. And again, the homeowners say that when they have guests, people can't believe it's actually that size. And it was fun to see that project because they were so excited about it, and it was a very well done video. And that's not always easy to pull off in a Zoom session, to have a smooth running video. And then another project that I checked out for a bit was by Terry Phelan of Living Shelter Architects.
Right.
And actually, I moved to town in 2003 to work for Terry as an architect. And also
Terry used to be the host of this program prior to me.
Yeah. So that's
cheers, Terry, if you're out there.
Yeah, cheers indeed. So that's some pretty good overlap between us. And she basically has a small co-housing project with her own home and a friend who moved into a cottage on the upper level, and talked a lot about the importance of building for aging in place. And Terry is a master of sustainable design and utilizing, you know, all the best materials and methods and staying current on technology. And just to back up in time for a moment, you know, I like to claim that I was green long before green was cool, and it was a tough sell in the beginning. And some of the products were pretty hard to get and pretty hard to convince contractors to use. And then over time, more and more people and suppliers have adopted great methods and materials, and it's much easier to pull that off. And now it's important to pay attention to what's really green, and there's some greenwashing out there of materials right. that aren't actually that great. So it's pretty important to pay attention and do the research on what's valid.
Are there any particular resources that you recommend to vet that kind of stuff?
Well, I have a favorite supply house in town, and that's Green Home Solutions, and they have a knowledgeable staff, and they have a lot of cool methods and materials. And then the Eco Building Guild, I always have to give a shout out. We've been around since a little bit before 99, and the intention is education. So we call ourselves a guild. We don't actually operate in terms of having an apprentice system, but we share freely of information with each other. And you know, the world of architects in particular, people can play a pretty closed hand. And in the guild, people, architects and builders, we share freely to help each other understand what the smart methods and materials of the day are and what to not use and methods to not use because they, you know, they might be too much material or too much time or too much cost.
Right.
And that I find to be refreshing and unusual in the industry to share that.
Yeah, and I actually got involved in the guild, and I'm a real estate agent and with a background in environmental policy, and really interested in having opportunities for people like myself and other my clients and other people, and give a shout out to myself. I'm with Infinity Real Estate Development in Fremont, and we have been working with other members of the guild to create some 101 curricula, working with some of the architects and leaders and builders who are masters of these things within the guild, because it seems so imperative to me that we need to be able to share this knowledge base, demystify it, make it practical, make, you know, because again, I think one of the biggest hurdles to all of this is like, well, it's just lack of knowledge. If you don't know it, if you don't understand, if it seems unusual, if it sounds funky, when you're doing something as momentous as purchasing a home, remodeling a home, you know, spending all the money that it takes, you want these things to seem practical in the day-to-day lives of people as well. So I hats off to the guild. I love everything that this body of folks does, for sure. And hey, I'm looking at the time, and it looks like we need to go to break. So again, I am Rebecca Sayre, your host of the Sustainability Sessions. My day job is with Infinity Real Estate Development in Fremont. My guest today is Sage Saskill of Sage Designs, a local architect and leader in the Eco Building Guild, Northwest Eco Building Guild in Seattle. And we will be back to talk more about the just passed green home tour done virtually, and then the upcoming in October, very exciting SLAM Summit, where innovative ideas are shared through the Northwest Eco Building Guild. So we will be back in just a moment.
For everyone, brand new.
So are you interested in green building, energy efficiency, and sustainable practices? The Northwest Eco Building Guild is a 501c3 community of builders, designers, suppliers, and homeowners concerned with ecological building in the Pacific Northwest. The Guild empowers people through educational activities, classes, and events through the year. To learn more on how to go solar, conserve water, lower your energy bills, and create a healthy home environment, visit ecobuilding.org/events today.
Feeling the need to get away and reconnect with Mother Nature? Located on Whidbey Island, Earth Sanctuary is a peaceful and magical sculpture garden, nature reserve, and retreat center with 2 miles of nature trails, 3 bird-filled ponds, and a variety of powerful sacred spaces, including a labyrinth, stone circles, and medicine wheels. Come and enjoy the wonders of nature and experience personal renewal, spiritual growth, and healing today. Visit earthsanctuary.org or The Earth Sanctuary on Facebook for more information.
Are you looking for a realtor? Rebecca Sayre from Infinity Real Estate and Development in Seattle is a real estate broker with a passion for helping people with an enjoyable and successful home buying experience. Infinity is focused on empowering positive futures for each of our clients, as well as the community. With a deep local knowledge in green and sustainable properties and housing models, Rebecca is committed to connecting people with the right property. She can help you access a home that will increase your quality of life, reduce electromagnetic and toxic product exposure, plus your carbon footprint. Rebecca serves on the Northwest Eco-Building Guild's Education Committee, where she is helping develop a series of courses for people who have an interest in living more sustainably, be it in a home or an apartment, through classes that share the tricks, tools, and resources available. To connect with an agent that serves you and your community, reach out to Rebecca at rebecca@infinityred.com today.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Follow the sun, which way the wind blows, when this day's done. Set your intention, dream with care. Tomorrow's new day for everyone. Brand new moon, brand new sun.
Hello, everyone out there on this still smoky but somewhat better Friday here in Seattle. I hope this finds our listeners feeling healthy and safe and as optimistic as we can. We all got to stick together these days. My name is Rebecca Sayre. I am your host of the Sustainability Sessions. My guest today is Sage Saskill of Sage Designs Northwest, a Seattle-based architect with deep experience and knowledge in sustainable design. How you doing, Sage?
I'm doing quite well, thank you. I'm happy to be here this morning.
I'm so glad you could join us. Sage has been sharing with us about the Northwest Eco Building Guild's recent, as of last weekend, virtual green home tour. They've been doing a green home tour for about the last 12 years. This year they took it virtual, it went pretty well. He's filling us in on some of the key highlights of that. And then we are going to move into something I'm really excited about and something that Sage is actually going to be the MC of, I understand. And that is the Eco Building Guild's annual Slam Summit, where people in sort of a TED Talk format share some really innovative ideas and designs and gets really inspired. And it's an exciting event. So, and all of this can be found at ecobuilding.org. You want to find out more about what's going on. But Sage, could you, excuse me, can you tell us more about the highlights of the home tour and then tell us about what's going on with the Slam Summit?
Yep. I'm just going to introduce myself one more time. I'm Sage Saskill with Sage Designs Northwest Architecture Studio in Seattle. hung out my own shingle in 2007. And one of the other highlights from the Green Home Tour this past weekend was an anomaly project, I think. This is a fun project, and I've actually had some experience with a similar circumstance, and that is a Borden Vellum Architects. We're working with some folks on a project, and mid-project, they decided to take advantage of a house that was going to be moved. And so the clients bought this cabin for $1 and had it transported through West Seattle on a Saturday night, a mile and a half, and plugged this in, as Ryan, the architect, lead architect on that, said, they plugged this into this existing house. And
interesting.
That was, yeah, and the way that Ryan presents, he has a very casual, engaging style, and he showed a video of this thing going down the block on a Saturday night, and the people at the pubs cheering and hooting and hollering, and showed it arriving on site and getting backed up to the house that they had, you know, prepared to receive this other piece of the puzzle. And, you know, to me, I just want to touch on this. One of the most sustainable things is durability. And so when you use something, you know, that, of course, it's reduce, reuse, recycle. But when you reuse something and you make it stronger, and when you use products that are durable and they're going to last a long time, that to me is one of the keys of sustainability. So it's fun to have seen all these different projects over the weekend, very, very different, from new buildings to remodels to additions to plugging in a historic cabin to an existing house.
Right. It's so interesting, Sage. I keep thinking about, I got, I got into this and I got connected with the Guild when I became a real estate agent, due to just such a strong belief that one of our fundamental things is to figure out how the heck to live on this planet in a sustainable manner, which is no small task, because that covers all of our basic needs as human beings and takes into, broader systems thinking that I love that the Eco Building Guild is really trying to address. The Northwest Eco Building Guild, for our listeners out there, is a loose sort of collective of largely builders and architects and people who are professionals in the field who have varying degrees of in-depth knowledge of ways to build in a more green, sustainable manner, based in Seattle. But there's also efforts, and I'm part of that, to bring this knowledge down to the people and creating more 101 level, 201 level curriculum, working with some of these experts, so that this just becomes, my vision is this can just become the commonplace way things are done. You know, we don't do things the way we did them 100 years ago. We're learning all the time. Let's just make this the way things are done. I had a very interesting conversation the other day with a real estate colleague who's actually back home in her hometown in New Orleans. And she actually moved down there to get a job with the Green Building Council. And unfortunately, there was not enough interest in that community over time to sustain that position. And she's trying to figure out how to bring green into the conversation with her clientele. And what the project you just talked about with merging of two homes and reusing is really cogent in that situation, because in New Orleans there's a lot of historic preservation, and there's it just makes me think about how there's so many issues and factors that building sustainably and working this way actually can help cover a lot of concerns. And so I'm curious your thoughts about just sort of the intersection of these different interests. We have affordability, we have climate change, we have historic preservation. How do you see green building kind of fitting into that?
Well, let me just touch on the Eco Building Guild itself for a moment. And you're correct, there's a lot of professionals involved, but there's also a lot of homeowners that are curious and DIY folks who want to figure out the best methods and materials and do it themselves and save money. And so it's really about experimentation and trying things and then sharing what works and what doesn't work. And that's one of the really strong footholds of the Guild, is that, as I mentioned earlier, we're innovators and we're visionaries. And there's a lot of people who have been behind the scenes of other strong organizations, and we've tried some things and found out, you know, what works and what does not work. And we've recently been spending some energy as a collective, or individuals within the collective, working on affordable housing as well, and housing the homeless. And it's important to engage on all these different levels. I mean, the way we live right now in Seattle is, in my opinion, a pretty low density city. So the idea of densifying what we have in many different ways, including backyard cottages, is really strong way to help with the housing inventory, if you will. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's certain pretty tried and true methods and materials. And I think that, you know, we don't necessarily need to get into the nitty gritty of those. But again, back to durability, and that comes down to some of the material choices. So, for instance, you know, there's been a lot of push over the years to take the chemicals and the chemical smells out of certain products. And it turns out that, you know, some of those products or the new products are not as durable, because some of those chemicals, like certain dyes in paint, for instance, or chemicals in paint, make it stronger and make it last. So there's trade-offs. So you might use a product, let's say, to finish a floor that might be smelly for a few days and you have to clear out for a few days, but then you don't ever have to refinish that floor for 7 years, versus right. using a different product where you might have to refinish it in 2 or 3 years. So it's a trade-off. And it's, again, this sharing of what works and what doesn't work, what's smart and what's not smart. And, you know, there's all a whole gamut of materials and methods. And back to materials, paints and caulks and you know, plywood versus oriented strand board, and just it's a very long list of things to consider. And then you know, the higher up the scale you go of the intensity of how green you want to be, there's I believe what it's called, the red list. That is a list of materials you definitely don't want to use, right? So if you're going for net zero or something really high on the scale of excellence for green building, then there's, you know, there's resources to find out, okay, I definitely do not want to use a particular product or method versus another one in order to be as sustainable as you possibly can.
Cool. Excellent. And I'm just looking at our time here. We got about 5 minutes before we need to go to our next break, but that gives us some time to launch into the next subject, the virtual event that you were going to be emceeing upcoming various days throughout October. And that is the Northwest Eco Building Guild's annual SLAM Summit gone virtual. Could you remind us again what the dates are of that and tell us a little bit about that event?
Yep. I have that pulled up on the web. Let me tune into that.
Found at ecobuildingguild.org.
Ecobuildingguild.org. And that's going to be.
Ecobuilding.org.
Ecobuilding.org. And it's the 13th and the 20th. And then there's some overlap days
of October.
Of October. Thank you. Overlap days of the actual conference. So, we're going to split it up so that people don't get Zoom overload. And then you can drop in on conference, and it will be Zoom hosted, and it will be just like being in a conference room, only you'll be in the comfort of your living room. And there are some usual suspects presenting. We've been doing this particular thing for at least 17 years, something like that. There's some debate within the group of how many years, and it started out in a warehouse of one of the green building suppliers that used to be in town. And there was a keg of beer in the back, and there was an actual slide projector in the front where you had to drop in your 10 slides and hope you got them right side up. And there was a lot of people paying attention to the slides in the front, and there was an equal number of people drinking beer and cavorting and sharing great ideas in the back around the keg. And we've done this. I think the venue has stepped up over time, and the last place we had it was at the university, and we had a space that was an auditorium that could seat about 400 and usually filled it up.
I remember that.
And that was really beautiful. And we also had a separate breakout room where we had a really fine spread of food and desserts and lots of great opportunity to meet and greet. And that's actually been one of the Guild's favorite events over the years, is that opportunity. And that is, we're feeling a bit sad about the opportunity to miss actually being in physical contact. Looking forward to that opportunity again, but we've, I think, proven this platform with the Green Home Tour that's going to work. The Green Home Tour, I thought, was super successful as a Zoom platform. And so we're going to do that same thing again. And
cool. And tell us before, we got a couple minutes before we need to go to break, but just what's a quick, like, inspiring, what is the Slam Summit for our listeners out there? Why do they want to tune
well,
into this cool thing?
It's 10 presenters. Each get 10 slides and 10 minutes. So the story has to be told with passion, and we're not going to get into the nitty gritty and zoom down into the details of how you do a particular flashing detail. We're going to talk about why the homeowner decided to do what they did, whether it's plug in a cabin to an existing house or lift a house or build a house for $200 a square foot. And with the highest technology that we can possibly come up with for that price, and lots of different angles on how to be sustainable in these times and how to do it with some flair and some beauty and some elegance and some excitement, and to give those people what's high on their must-have lists and all the wishes they could possibly include for their budget.
Cool. Well, I think that's very sad. We've got a little bit more time, so like one more minute. Tell us about one of the projects that's upcoming really quickly, just like a quick tease for our next segment, or what are your favorite projects that you have seen at the Slam Summit previously?
Well, it's fun to see people present with their client, because sometimes that it's pretty spontaneous. As much as we can practice and get a little training on how to give a good presentation, it's fun when it goes spontaneous and there's some banter back and forth about why people did something or didn't do something or what happened along the way. And it's very engaging and fun. And, you know, the stories unravel and everybody presenting is so passionate about what they do and why they do it. And one of the favorites is a guy named Ted Clifton with TC Legend Homes. And he's mm-hmm. a very fun presenter. And one of his ways of conducting life is to work a 4-day week so he can have a 3-day weekend and go play hard.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's my kind of guy.
Yeah. Indeed.
Cool. All right. So we need to go to break, but that's a good teaser. We're going to come back. Our guest today is Sage Saskill of Sage Designs Northwest. I am your host, Rebecca Sayre. This is the Sustainability Sessions. And we're going to come back and talk more about the Eco Building Guild Slam Summit.
Breathing the air. Set your intention.
Need a day away? Indulge yourself in a sanctuary of rest at the Seaside Spa and Salon, located in historic waterfront Coopville on beautiful Whidbey Island. Seaside Spa and Salon specializes in organic spa treatments. Their goal is to create a place for you to regain balance and to uplift your spirits. Check out their website for information on spa packages and gift certificates. Visit SeasideSpaAndSalon.com or like them on Facebook to plan your day away today.
Are you looking for a realtor? Rebecca Sayre from Infinity Real Estate and Development in Seattle is a real estate broker with a passion for helping people with an enjoyable and successful home buying experience. Infinity is focused on empowering positive futures for each of our clients as well as the community.
With a deep local knowledge in green and sustainable properties and housing models, Rebecca is committed to connecting people with the right property. She can help you access a home that will increase your quality of life, reduce electromagnetic and toxic product exposure, plus your carbon footprint. Rebecca serves on the Northwest Eco-Building Guild's Education Committee, where she is helping develop a series of courses for people who have an interest in living more sustainably, be it in a home or an apartment, through classes that share the tricks, tools, and resources available. To connect with an agent that serves you and your community, reach out to Rebecca at rebecca@infinityred.com today.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page, or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Breathing the air. Cherish this moment. Cherish this breath. Tomorrow's a new day. For everyone, a brand new moon, brand new sun.
Good morning out there. Welcome to the Sustainability Sessions. I am your host, Rebecca Sayre. Joining me today is Sage Saskill of Sage Designs Northwest, a local architect who specializes in green and sustainable energy efficient designs, and he's also a leader in the Northwest Eco Building Guild, and he's telling us about the upcoming Eco Building Guild Slam Summit. 10 slides, 10 presenters, 10 minutes where they share inspiring, innovative designs and projects and collaborations. This year they're going all virtual because that's what we do. Sage, can you tell us a little bit about what's going on?
Absolutely. Yeah. And let me just lead in with giving you my website, which is sagedesignsnw.biz. And also I'm looking online now, and you can find out about the Slam and Summit by going to ecobuilding.org or northwestgreen.org, all spelled out, northwestgreen.org. And the dates of that are coming up October 13th through the 22nd. And the Slam is going to happen the night of October 13th and 20th, broken into two sessions. And then we're going to have a summit, which is also the conference, happening October 13th, 14th, 15th, and 20th, 21st, and 22nd, so that people don't get Zoom overload. So we started doing this in a warehouse in about 2003, somewhere in there. And then we moved over time into a beautiful venue, auditorium at the university, and now we're bringing it to you in the comfort of your living room, and we hope that people tune in. And when you go to register, there's a sliding scale of there are some fees involved, and you can pay for different opportunities, or just tune into the keynote, or just the Slam, or the whole kit and caboodle. And it's really, to me, one of the most exciting moments in green design in Seattle. It's people, we used to have to call people and say, hey, do you have time to come over and present? And now we have a call for entries, and there's actually a jury, and the jury decides which 10 are going to be the best and most entertaining and most interesting to present. And
it's fun, you guys. I've been to this, and of course I've not done it virtually, but this is live on Zoom, folks. My small dog just ran into the street and chased another dog. Sorry. The Slam Summit is fantastic, and I'm so excited that y'all figured out a way to take it virtual.
Yeah, I'm super excited. The platform is Hey Summit, and it's going to be held like a conference. And I am blessed to be a co-MC with Lucas Johnson, and Lucas' day job is working for 475, and they supply high-end building materials, very sustainable building materials. And Lucas and I are going to figure out how to co-MC on Zoom. And also, I've presented at the 10 by 10 over the years, and I'm also one of the presenters this year presenting a house that we actually lifted in Ballard. The people wanted to keep their house, keep their location, and one of the clients is going to be on board with me to present that. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, we have quite a few of the usual suspects presenting over the years. You know, there's just been people who are visionary and excellent and high in their field of doing sustainable design and building. And so we have Terry Phelan with Living Shelter Architects, Ted Clifton with TC Legend Homes. We have Brian Adanalane with Board and Vellum, and myself, Sage Designs Northwest, and five or six others, that including Martha Rose of Martha Rose Construction. And these, you know, some of these people, all of these people have been not just doing the same thing year after year, but really researching and studying and learning what's the best next practice and what's smart and what's not so smart, including methods and materials. And also the builders are very passionate about building well and building solid and building durable and building long lasting. And then there's a little bit of experimentation as well. We have Matthew Mead presenting a hempitecture project.
Oh, I remember the Slam Summit a couple of years ago. Hempitecture is so exciting to me.
It's
the whole hempcrete thing.
It's an interesting.
Tell us what it is.
Well, it's an interesting thing, and quite frankly, I'm not a big fan. I'll be honest about that. So there's controversial things that come up in this 10 by 10 where, you know, it's pushing the edge, and, you know, they're coming up with new ways to use hemp and in building, and now this time they're going to present a sprayed-in method versus a packed-in method. So they're innovating how to make it faster and more affordable and more doable. And I'm a little, I guess, tempered, because I saw some early innovations with papercrete, and I didn't find that to be a smart building method myself. So I'm skeptical of hempitecture, but I'm excited to see it present and what other people think. And you know, when it comes to innovation like this, also, you know, we have other professionals like structural engineers in the fold, and, you know, they also weigh in of how they feel about different methods and materials and what makes sense and what might be too controversial or. So that's it's fun.
I'll say that the thing that I like about the concept of using hemp as a building material is that it could actually sucks carbon out of the air. And so this idea, and it's a replacement for oil. So that's all the structural issues aside, it's so fascinating that we're at a time in history where we're looking at such how to, whatever the pathway ends up being, how to replace our oil-based economy with something different.
Amen to that. And it's fun to, you know, be pushing the boundaries of what is possible or what is reasonable or what makes the most sense. I put my money on straw bale myself. And one of the reasons I moved to Seattle was to work with Terry Phelan of Living Shelter Architects. And at that time, back in about 2003, we did a lot of straw bale building design, and also some other methods and materials with insulated concrete forms, and played around with some different innovations in that regard. I don't think we have a insulated concrete project at the 10 by 10 this year, but I actually I had commented on Ted Clifton having a 4-day work week. And recently I've actually been doing that myself, and I'm building an addition onto my own home with insulated concrete blocks. And I really like to experiment on my own projects just to be able to advise clients in the future of what makes sense and what might not make so much sense for various reasons.
Cool. Cool. And what are you finding? Because that's another, again, as we talk about sustainability, right? There's also the sustainability of ourselves. What are you finding about the 4-day work week?
It's pretty intense. I mean, it requires a lot of focus. It requires focusing on my business during those 4 days and then really, really humping it on the 2 days that I'm building. So I build every Sunday and Monday pretty religiously. Mm-hmm. And I've had some friends and I've hired a few professionals, but primarily I'm doing it myself, building a 600 square foot addition with high ceilings. So recently we hung a trapeze in the space just because we can.
Right on.
And it's been humbling to face a project. You know, I'm not a general contractor, I'm an architect. So it's humbling to face all the decisions to be made as a contractor and as a builder. And, you know, as an architect, I can make pretty drawings and I can get you a permit and I can make all the lines on the page look like all the materials are doing the right thing. But when it comes to reality, I'm calling in favors from my architect colleagues and my contractor colleagues and saying, hey, which layer of this really goes on first? And why don't you nail the head flange on the window? And, you know, things like that, that are specialties of a contractor, and they know all these things. So it's fun to have a collective to share and to be able to call on and get some advice.
Nice. Well, again, that's one of the things that I love about the Eco Building Guild, and I get a shout out to myself. I am a real estate agent with Infinity Real Estate and Development. Ended up with this firm because we have a strong commitment to, we do residential and commercial real estate. We love helping people with whatever they need, but we also have a real strong interest and commitment in pushing the envelope for green and sustainable living. Because again, if we're talking about where we live and how we live, figuring out how to live well on this planet is pretty darn fundamental, particularly poignant as we look at the smoke outside our windows here in the wet green Pacific Northwest. And we are always working with other leaders in the community. Collaboration is so key. We're actually right now running a promotion with SunPath Electric out of West Seattle. They do solar. If you want to get a solar installation, you can get $250 off of a solar install if you mention Infinity. But yeah, just this whole, the Eco Building is great because it's a collaboration. Again, I'm a real estate agent. We've got builders, we've got homeowners, we've got architects, all just trying to figure out how to do it better, how to build a better mousetrap, if you will, I guess. What else is going on with the Slam Summit that's really exciting?
Absolutely. Well, let me just touch on what you just said for a second, Rebecca, and there's another overlap because SunPath is also a consultant to me on the personal project that I just mentioned, and they are fabulous. So they're not currently doing solar on my project, but they advised on me as homeowner and builder of how to put in my electrical systems, and they'll be back to help tie the wires. And they've been really great to work with as far as collaboration and, you know, playing ball and letting me do the things that I want to do. And back to the Slam and Summit.
And I'm sorry, who was that?
That's SunPath Brig.
Oh, SunPath. Okay, cool.
Yeah, SunPath Electric.
They're Briggs is incredibly knowledgeable about all these things from a very practical standpoint.
Yeah, very, very, very knowledgeable and helpful and just really kind and great to work with. So back to the Slam and Summit, you know, there's those of us old schoolers that still like to call it the 10x10. Because, 10 presenters having 10 minutes and 10 slides, you've got to tell a pretty short story and you've got to keep it passionate. And I would encourage all of you listeners out there to tune in for sure for the Slam sessions, which is 6 p.m. on the 13th and the 20th of October. And then the following 3 days of each of those weeks is also conference sessions throughout the day. So you can Zoom in and join us for that. But guaranteed to be entertaining and informative and fun. And I would recommend that you join us and share the celebration, and we'll do it again live next year.
So. Excellent. Yeah, it's for all you listeners out there. It's really inspiring. I'm definitely tuning in. We've just got a couple minutes left. Let's just wrap that up, Sage, by saying again, it's going to be on the 13th of October through the 21st. And you can find out, and they're breaking that up so that it's, you don't get Zoom overload. Sage from Sage Designs Northwest, who we're talking to today, is going to be one of the main MCs. And you can find out all this information, sign up, sliding fee scale, and all that stuff at ecobuilding.org. We're at the end of our time today. It always goes so fast. So this is the Sustainability Sessions. I'm your host, Rebecca Sayre. Thank you so much, Sage Saskill, for joining us today. And everybody out there, have a beautiful day.